Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you. Can we lift our right hand up and say, Lord, I bless you. I thank you for your mercies that I enjoy, for your grace that I enjoy. Can we bless Him? I thank you for your mercies and your grace that I enjoy. I magnify you. I bless your name. I glorify you. Thank you for your mercies, your grace, and your kindness I enjoy. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we take some confessions? Can I have the prosperity confessions on the screen? Can we go? We are going to lift our right hand up. I'll be taking the confession. If you have to pray, I'll pause and ask you to pray. Can we lift up our hands and go? Let's go. One, two, go. God. Can we repeat that again? The Lord, He has brought me. Lift your right hand. Say, the Lord has brought me into this land. Let this land flow with milk and honey for me. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray? In the name of Jesus. The Lord has brought me into this land. Let the land flow. Let the land flow. Let the land flow. Let the land flow with milk and honey for me. In the name of Jesus. Let the land flow with milk and honey for me. In the name of Jesus. The Lord has brought me into this land. Let the land flow. Let the land flow with milk and honey. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say the month of June. Say the month of June. Say in Abuja, in the month of June, let milk and honey flow in my direction. Let there be supply for me. 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 In the name of Jesus, let there be supply for me. In the name of Jesus, let the love flow with milk and honey. In the name of Jesus, let this love flow with milk and honey for me. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Can we continue? For the Lord, I can hear you. Lift your two hands up. Say, in the month of June, the Lord my God shall bless me greatly in all the works of my hands. Can we pray in the name of Jesus? The Lord has blessed me greatly in all the works of my hands. The Lord blesses me greatly in all the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus, the Lord blesses me greatly in all the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus, the Lord blesses me greatly in all the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus, the Lord blesses me greatly in all the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus, in the month of June, the Lord blesses me greatly in all the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we continue? God is... Say that again, let me hear you. Say that, let me hear you confidently. Say that again, say in the month of June. God loves me. God blesses me and multiplies me abundantly. I am blessed above all people. Say in the month of June, God loves me. Because God loves me, He blesses me and multiplies me abundantly. I am blessed above all people. In the name of Jesus, in this month of June, the Lord arise and blesses me and multiplies me abundantly. I am blessed. I am blessed more than all. I am blessed above all people. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Can we continue? God has brought me. He has brought you into a... He has brought you into a... Hello. Why are you distracted? Look at all the screen. Can we read again? The Lord has brought me into a good abundant land. I eat without scarceness and do not lack any. God has brought you into a zoo. God has brought you into a zoo. That is why many people are eating crumbs, because they believe they are in a zoo. God has brought me into a good, abundant land. I eat without, say in the month of June, say I eat without scarceness. There is no lack for me. There is no scarcity. No lack, no scarcity. No lack, no scarcity. No lack, no scarcity. In the month of June, no lack, no scarcity. No lack, no scarcity. In the name of Jesus, no lack, no scarcity. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have lift your two hands up. Say, in this month, no lack, no want, no scarcity. Can I hear you say that? Let me hear you. In this month of June, no lack, no want, no scarcity. Can I hear you shout that? Let me hear you. Say that again. Let me hear you. In this month of March, in this month of June, no lack, no want, no scarcity. In the name, can I pray that prayer? No lack, no want, no scarcity. 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 Maria kata lebo koria kata, mazata kata, ebekete keria kata, rabakaria kata la. Ebekeria kata la. Maya kata la ba jete. Me jete keria kata. Mazata karia. Eriketele leba koria kata. No lack. No wants. No scarcity. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's take it from that beginning again. God has brought me into a good, abundant land. I eat without scarcity and do not lack. Say, look at somebody. I say, I decree. Say, in this month of June, say, you shall not lack any good thing. Talk to another. Say, I decree. In this month of June, you shall not lack any good thing. Talk to the third person. Say, I decree. In this month of June, you shall not lack anything. Look at another person. Another person. Say, in this month of June, hear the word of the Lord. I decree. You shall not lack any good thing. Now raise your hand up and speak to your destiny. Say, in the month of June, I shall not lack any good thing. In the name of Jesus, I shall not lack any good thing. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. Whatever you desire, except if it is not a good thing, that is only that can be denied. You know, there are some things that look good, but they are trouble. Do you understand that? There are many things that look good, but they are trouble. God will deny those things for you, even if you cry. But as long as it's a good thing. He said the Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. And no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. I assume you are a member of this church. You listen to instruction. You are obedient to the word of God. So I assume you are walking righteously. And based on that, I decree unto everybody here, let the Son of the Lord, the Son of righteousness, with healing in his wings, arise and shine over you. In the name of Jesus. Without the Son on earth, everything collapses. Without the goodness of the Lord, everything in your life collapses. Therefore, we pray for you. Let the goodness of the Lord begin to pursue you. In the name of Jesus. Every good thing you desire in this month of June, let the Lord by his power and his wonder make them available for you. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And Deuteronomy 8:18, let's go. God has given me the power to get well. So is covenant. Continue. I rejoice in all I put my hand to, because God has blessed me greatly. For God has blessed me as he promised, and I will lend to many. Lift your two hands and say, I shall not beg. I shall not borrow. Say, I shall not lack. Say, I shall not beg. I shall not borrow. I shall not lack. Say, there is a way of escape. Say, there is a provision of the Lord. I shall not beg. I shall not borrow. I shall not lack. There is provision in God. I shall not beg. I shall not borrow. I shall not lack. There is provision in God. I shall not beg. There is provision for me in God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. One of the things, cardinal things you must understand, for you never to lack, is to know who your source is. God is the only source you have. Your salary is a channel. Your business is a channel. When you look towards your salary and you look towards your business, you will beg, you will borrow. Your salary is not your source. Your business is not your source. Your salary is a channel. Your business is a channel. When you depend on your salary for sustenance, you are an idolater. God can't back you up. Please, that is the mistake that most of us keep making. Your business is not your source. Your salary is not your source. It can be taken away. The God who created you will always provide for you. How? It is not your job description. Do you understand? How are you going to do it? That's not your job description. It is his job description. The God that I serve, the one we serve in this house, our source, let him arise and make provisions available for you. In the name of Jesus, anyone you have depended on in the past that have made themselves gods, let the Lord arise and disappoint them. Let the Lord arise and provide multi-channel of provisions for you. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say, oh Lord, increase my channels of provision. Say, increase, increase, increase the channels, increase the channels of your provision. Towards me, oh Lord, arise. Arise. Increase your channels of provision for me. Increase your channels of provision. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Everybody, bow down your head. Bow down your head. Anyone with a project of any kind that need resources, lift your two hands up wherever you are. Anyone with a project that needs resources, just lift your two hands, just lift your two hands. And let the Lord do his work in our midst. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Open your eyes and look at me. I don't know if you have thought about it before. You know when God created man, when did God create man? On the on the what? On the sixth day. Is that it? What happened on the seventh day? He rested. Did man walk on that seventh day? Did man walk? So the first day of man alive, he rested. Did you get that? Because when I say raise your hand, close your eyes, you started praying. You are used to performance. You are used to walking, walking, walking. Raise your hand. I thought you have done this your way for so long. It does not work. Just raise your hand and see what God will do. But you, in case you have forgotten, calm down. The one who created man, and on the first day, man rested. What are you talking about? Go and read between Hebrews 4 and 6 and see what God does from the place of rest. You don't understand rest. Calm down. Let me tell somebody, calm down. I almost sang one worldly song again, but let me keep quiet. Calm down, eh? Lift your hands to Him. Just enjoy His presence. Enjoy His rest. Lift your hands to Him. Therefore, there is a Sabbath rest for the people of God. From the place of God's rest, from the place of God's provision, everything you need for that project, let supplies begin to pursue you. In the name of Jesus, the supply not attributable to anything, not your wisdom, not your connection, not your contact, not who you know, not how you pray, a supply attributable to the rest of the Lord. Let that kind of supply begin to pursue you now. In the name of Jesus, whatever you need for that project, let the hands of the Lord provide for you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Last week, and let's continue today, 1 Kings 17, 10 to 16. 1 Kings 17, 10 to 16. Last week, I looked at the God of increase, the covenant of increase, the altars of increase, the seed principle for increase. Today, I want us to continue. Let's look at the sacrifice for increase. There are many people that want great things that do not cost them anything. It doesn't work like that in life. David was about to be given something for free to worship God. He said, Mba, I will not give or sacrifice unto the Lord that which costs me nothing. It's time for us to think sacrificially and think sacrifice. There is no worship without sacrifice. Many now want to worship without sacrifice. It must cost you something sometimes. Not all the time, but it must cost you something sometimes. Let's look at this story. He arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of a city, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Look at it. He was the one that prayed that there should be no rain. He knows there might not be water, but he asked for what looked impossible, giving water. Okay, continue, verse 11. And as he was going to bring it, I don't know the liters of water she had, he called to her and said, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. How for this man? And she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of, it didn't say a couple of wood. There's a difference between stick and wood. The stick will give you an idea of what she was about to cook. Okay? Now I'm gathering a couple of stick that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son that we may eat. And I pray for everyone here who is on the last substance, the last provision, and it looks as if you will put to shame. I come and I declare, let the shame be taken away. Let the supply of the Lord locate you. Let provision sup. Let provision pursue you. Let provision pursue you. Let provision pursue you. Let provision pursue you. In the name of Jesus. Make something. And Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go. And do as you have said. But, let's read but first. Okay, let's go. But first, make me a little cake of it. And bring it to me. And afterward, make something for yourself and your son. For you to move into some kind of increase, you must do a sacrifice that does not make a meme. Sometime, forgotten, is it 2000? We're going to Ibadan to restock our shop. And we're attacked on the road. The shop was almost empty. They took everything we had. And we came back. And we're listening to Bishop Oyedepo. Was it we were listening? No, we're not listening. We had listened to him before. We've always listened to our estates. And then we said, what are we going to do? By the time we came back, the little stock in the shop, the attendants have sold some things. So we have lost all the capital, almost all the capital. And the few that we bought, it was laid on our hearts that we should carry it and give it to church. Not to church. To give it to our pastor. He has been here before, Reverend Shekwa Matosho, to preach for me. So, you know, if you have lost your capital and the small one you need to use, say, let's go and give it to him. So we carried it and we gave it to him. You don't understand supernatural supply until you bless God in the midst of your lack. I want you to put it as a challenge. Think about it. You know me. I'm not here to raise money. I'm not here to tell you this, what you do, this. But I want you to lay on your heart and do something. As I'm talking, I saw one of my friends in church here. Where we came, was it about the bus? Or there was a giving, I came and I said, stretch, stretch. And he went home with the wife. And said, let's try what pastor says. Let us stretch. And they stretched. They were looking for a shop at that time. At Duse. The money they were asking for the shop in Duse, they could not raise it. They went to Guanipa. They got a bigger shop than the one in Duse for a lesser price in Duse. Stretch. That is one part of a testimony. If I go talk about the other part, you will know who I'm talking about. So I will not go to the other part. It was not one. If you need an increase, sometimes the Lord tells you to do something. Listen, I did not say man come to tell you to do something. I did not say your pastor come. Whatever I say, let your spirit, if you agree with it, just do it. I'm not saying you give it to the church. I'm not saying you give it to me. Just make sure you do what God wants you to do. Are you still in church? Do that. When we get to the communion, I will show you some things again. Look at what he said. And that is my word for the church today. Can we read together on the screen? And please, in the month of June, hold on to this word. For thus says, can I hear you? For, I didn't hear you. Say that, let me hear you. The God of Israel, the jar of flour. Give me another translation. I'm sorry. I'll come on Sunday and teach well on sacrifice. Is it because I spoke about sacrifice? That's why you cannot read aloud again. Your voice is shaking. Wait.
I have a father that will never ever fail me. I have a father that will never ever fail me. Jesus. He's my father, he will never. Rock of ages.
Put that in on the screen. Lift your right hand on, let's pray together. Say, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel says. The bowl will not run out of flour, or the jar run out of oil, before the Lord, the day that I, the Lord, say, I shall not lack, say, I shall not borrow, say, I shall not beg. Say, I shall not lack. I shall not be in want. By the word of the Lord, in the month of June, I shall not lack. I shall not be in want. I shall not lack. I shall not be in want. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have praise. So now, think about a sacrifice for increase this month. 1 Kings 17, 2-6. The next thing I want to talk about is miracles of supplies. Miracles of supplies. My experience with the dealings of God in the place of supply is that you don't need anything in bank for God to do great projects for you. I've explained to you that there are different ways things are done. For some of us, because you don't have good waterborne system at home, you need a big tank. Do you understand? People that have tanks, you don't go abroad and see tanks. Having tank is a poverty thing. No. In quote. Do you understand? It is because there is lack. That's why you have tank. I also have tank. Everybody have tank. But because of Nigeria. Do you understand that? Having a bank account in the kingdom, there's nothing wrong with it. But there are people whose tap is continually connected to the source. They don't need to check if there is water in the tank. So they don't need to check their bank account before they start anything. Because they know they are permanently connected to the source. There are two different things. When you have a tank, there is an assurance as a man that, hey, if I check. If you don't have a tank and you are connected directly, there might be fear that, what if they off this thing? Men of faith. They might have tank, but they don't depend on the tank. They are directly connected to the source. Are we here? Hello, are we here? Yes, lift your right hand up. I pray, may the Lord directly connect you to the source of supply. Put your hand down. Is there anything you need to do that the money is not enough yet? Go and start. The money will meet you there. Why? You are permanently connected. You don't check for all the water before you start washing. When you are permanently connected. Say, will this water be enough to rinse the clothes? Please, do you understand what I'm talking about? It looks too high. Some are looking at me strangely. Go and start and see what the Lord will do. Stretch your hand there. I pray for everybody here. God is your source. God is your source. God is your source. Today, we connect you permanently to the source of provisions. We connect you permanently to the source of provisions. We connect you permanently to the source of provisions. In the name of Jesus. You know what that means? That means even if I don't see money around me, I'm not afraid. I see to what I want to do. Do you understand? That is faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Oh God, make it available so that I can start. You are not connected. You are looking for the tank to be filled. And how large can your tank take? Compared with the permanent supply of Usmadam. Do you want to be connected to Usmadam or you want 500 liter GP tank? The choice is yours. But for everybody here in this church, I pray that the Lord will permanently connect you to the sources of, to the source of provision in the name of Jesus. In this month of June, let the Lord arise and surprise you. May the Lord 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 surprise you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Lord said to Elijah, leave this place and go east. And hide yourself near Cherit Brook, east of the Jordan. The brook will supply you with water to drink. And I have commanded ravens to bring you food there. The ravens is one of the most selfish, voracious birds on earth. It's always looking for food. And it does not share with anybody. So, wherever food is, raven will find it. So God said raven. But wherever raven finds food, he will not share it. So God picked the most selfish bird that is always eating. He said, go and feed. Look at me. Look at me. Even the people that are stingy in this month of June, they will open their hands to supply for your needs. You didn't hear me. Whatever it will take, God, let him arise and do miracles of supplies in your life. Lift your hand and say, oh Lord my God, I receive miracles of supplies in the month of June. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, arise for my sake and do miracles of supplies. 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 In Jesus. Mighty name, we have prayed. Matthew 17. Is it 17 or 14? I'm coming. Matthew 17, 24. Matthew 17, 24. When Jesus and the disciples had came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and asked, does your teacher pay the temple tax? Of course, Peter answered. When Peter went into the house, Jesus spoke to him first. Simon, what is your opinion? Who pays duties or taxes to the kings of this world? The citizens of a country or the foreigners? The foreigners answered Peter. Well then, replied Jesus, that means that the citizens don't have to pay. We can explain this, but let's go on. But we don't want to offend these people. So, go to the lake. Drop in a line. Pull up the first fish you hook. In his mouth, you will find a coin. Worth enough for my temple tax and yours. Take it and pay them your taxes. Let the Lord do miracles of supplies for your family. In the name of Jesus. I don't know why your heart is troubled. Many times you tell people, don't worry, God will take care of it. Now you are in an issue. We are telling you God will take care of it. You are afraid. It's easy to advise others. The easiest message to preach is to others, not to yourself. Whatever it will take heaven this month, let there be miracles of supply for you. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand and pray and say, whatever it will take heaven, say in this month and the rest of this year, let the Lord do miracles of supplies, miracles of supplies, miracles of supplies. Whatever it will take God, whatever it will take heaven, let heaven arise and do miracles of supplies for me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. John 21:3-7. John 21:3-7. Miracles of supply. Simon Peter said to the others, I am going fishing. We will come with you, they told him. So they went out in the boat. But all that night, they did not catch a thing. Do you know that there is a missionary group called Capro? That when you say you want to be a missionary, they don't pay you anything. You can leave and say you are a missionary to the Fulanis. You go, you don't know where your source is. Do you know, I know some of them that have built their houses without knowing where tomorrow's money is coming from. It is easy to say, now faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things. Have faith in God. And then you lift your hand. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He's on his own. Have faith in God. Faith is a practical word. I pray for everyone here. Especially those doubting God, whose faith are shaken because of finances. I ask that the Lord will open his windows and give you miracles of supplies. In the name of Jesus, put your two hands on your head. Say this month, oh Lord. Say starting from this month, say I receive miracles of supply. In the name of Jesus, say beyond what you can hear the word of the Lord. From this month, receive miracles of supplies. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch your hands here. This month, as the Lord liveth, you will not lack any good thing. Your amen is like an unbeliever. So let me hear amen, yes. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord surprise you. Let the Lord provide for you. In the name of Jesus, receive your miracles of supplies. 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 In the name of Jesus. So that is one level, a level where they had nothing. See, look at it. Go to read Matthew chapter 10. Jesus was sending them on missionary journey. What did he say? He said, take nothing. Go. Do you know the property churches own in the world? When Jesus died and he was going, he didn't leave one naira for anybody. Where did all this supply come from? Where? We've had people come to church to look for the millionaire in our church. Who are the people building? Who are? You need to be permanently connected to the source. That's all what you need. Are you in church? So the first level is a level of people that don't have, that they'll be supplied for. So Jesus had nothing at that time. He sent to the lake and something came out. I become alone. Jesus, so good. Tikoto, mana mana she. He said, "Yanu." You know, I don't speak Yoruba well. Instead of a righteous, will fall into a ditch. Lightning will shine forth light. I'm telling you. Instead of for you to beg again this year, instead of for you to beg again, God will do miraculous supplies for you. In the name of Jesus. That is one. My time is fast spent. There is a miracle of increase. Remember, there is a miracle of supply. And there is a miracle of increase. 2 Kings 4. 4, 1 to 7. If you understand what I'm teaching you, we just enter straight into strange realms of provision of God. So soon you will now be saying, I don't know, but something just says I should give you something. Something just says I should bless you. Something just say, don't bother about that, I've taken care of it. So you receive phone call and say, that money, forget about it. Amen. The widow, according to church tradition, if you read 1 Kings 17 or so, 16-18, you discover that there was a man called Obadiah who was serving the king. He was one that hid prophets in the cave 50 by 50 when Jezebel was killing people. According to tradition, Obadiah was a husband of this man. So he has spent his money doing the work of protecting the church and doing many things for the people of God. And he died penniless. And the widow, he left the wife as a widow. That's traditional. That's not what the Bible wrote, but that's Bible tradition. So I want you to put that at the back of your mind. Have you done things to help the poor, to help people, and then it looks as if you are in need now? I'm here because of you. God will do a miracle of increase concerning you. Remember, my prayer is not for everybody. You remember that? It is not by the amen. It is by what you have done in the past before I came. The widow of a member of a group of prophets went to Elijah and said, sir, my husband has died. As you know, he was a God-fearing man. But now, a man he owed money to has come to take away my two sons as slaves in payment for my husband's debt. Continue. What shall I do for you? He asked, tell me, what do you want? What do you have at home? He said, nothing at all. You know, many times, my favorite greetings are, what's happening to you? And people tell me, nothing. I look at them. Nothing. What's happening to you? Favor, grace, increase. What's happening to you? Any other thing happen to you? They don't know what to say again. If my big brother house now, they know everything to say. What's happening to you? I expected you to answer with your expectation of what you were going to do for you. Because that is what is happening to you. What is happening to you? You know what we do as Africans? Because I said favor, grace, and what? What's my life? Increase. And I mentioned three things. Whenever I say what's up, they will keep mentioning three things. If I mention 20 things, they will keep... You see, that is the limitation of your mind. You should keep saying it and I say, okay. I bet, what's happening to you? We'll see if we'll get tired first. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Okay, say nothing at all except a small jar of olive oil. She answered. So, for people for miracles of increase, whatever you have that it looks small, it is all that God needs. Are we here? Lift your two hands up. Whatever looks little now in your hands, by the miracles of increase, let those little things become a thousand. In the name of Jesus, let there be a thousand times more increase concerning what is your hand. In the name of Jesus. 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 Lift your hands and say, oh Lord, let your increase come upon my little. In the name of Jesus, let your increase come upon my little. Oh Lord, arise. Let your increase come upon my little. Let your increase come upon my little. Let your increase come upon my little. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Is there anybody that does not know about this story? Wave your hand. Anybody? I think we all know. Jump to verse 42 to 44. That's part of it that many people don't know. Another part. Another time, a man came from Baal Shalisha, bringing Elisha 20 loaves of bread, made from the first barley harvested that year, and some freshly cut heads of grain. Elisha told the servant to feed the group of prophets with this. But he answered, "Do you think this is enough for 100 men?" Elisha replied, "Give it to them to eat, because the Lord says that they will eat and still have some left over." Lift your two hands up. Say, in the month of June, say, "I live and I have much and I have left over." Say, "I live, I have abundance, I have surplus, I live, I have abundance, I have surplus, by the miracles of increase, by the miracles of increase, I live and I have surplus. I live and I have surplus. I have surplus. I have surplus. I have surplus. I have surplus." In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Isaiah 60, 22. One of the favorite verses of one of my fathers in the Lord. In fact, he has prayed this prayer for me many times when I see him. He gave me the King James. He just keeps saying it. Probiodu, a little one shall become a thousand. A little one shall become a thousand. A little one shall become. Can I say a little one shall become a thousand? Can I hear you say that? You are saying as if you lack faith. Say that, let me hear you. Say that, keep saying that, let me hear you. A little one shall become a thousand. 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 A little one. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Remember, what you are about to do, that the money is not enough. I say, go and do it. Remember, I told you that. Why? A little one shall become. Say that, let me hear you. I know no matter what I say, some people will still not move. Deuteronomy 1:11. And we'll come to the communion. Can you say with me again? A little one shall become a thousand. Say that again. Let me hear you. Say that again. Say that again. Say that again. The little one shall become a thousand. Now look at the screen and read together with me. Say, "The Lord, God of my fathers, make me a thousand times more as ye are, and bless you." Look for your partner. Look at the person. Eyeball to eyeball. Have a partner. It can make you two or three. Have a partner. Look at the screen. Look at the person. Say, "The Lord, the God of our fathers, make you a thousand times more. So many more as you are. And bless you as he has promised." Look at him and say, "A little one shall become a thousand. Let the God of my fathers bless you and multiply you a thousand times more. In the name of Jesus." Can I say a thousand times more? Say that here. Let me hear you. A thousand times more. 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 Say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, a thousand times more. There is increase for you. Say, a thousand times more. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 115, verse 14. Remember, 1,000 times zero. You are the one that determines where you get to. If you like, make it 1 billion. If you are doing nothing, you have nothing. Go to 21 mountains. Sleep in church. Do nothing. Now fasting will kill you. Because God has nothing to multiply. Say the Lord make you 1,000 times more as you are now. If you are zero, 1,000 times zero is zero. Do something about your life. Can we come to the communion table? Let's take this as come to the communion table. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Let me hear you. More and more, you and your. Say that again. Let me hear you. The Lord shall increase you more and more. Say it again. Let me hear you. Name of Jesus.
God is good. He has done me well. Oh my soul, rise up and praise the Lord. God is good. He has done me well. Oh my soul, rise up and praise the Lord. God is good, He has done me well, oh my soul, rise up and praise. God is good, He has done me well, oh my soul, rise up and praise the Lord. God is good, He has done me well, oh my soul, rise up and praise the Lord. God is good. He has done me well, oh my soul. Rise up and praise the Lord. God is good. Yeah. He has done me well, oh my soul. Rise up and praise. God is good. You have done me well. Oh my soul, I will rise up and praise the Lord. God is good, He has done me well. Oh my soul, rise up and praise. God is good, He has done me well. Oh my soul, rise up and praise the Lord. God is good, He has done me well.
You are so good, you are so kind. Oh, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God,
You are so good, you are so kind. Oh my,
you are so good, you are so kind.
Almighty God,
you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God,
you are so good, you are so kind.
Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind.
Almighty,
you are so good, you are so kind.
Almighty,
you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God,
you are so good, you are so kind.
Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God,
you are so good and so kind.
Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, so kind.
Almighty God,
you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God,
God is good. He has done me well.
Oh my soul, rise up and praise the Lord. God is good. He has done me well. Oh my soul, rise up and praise the Lord.
For who you are, for what you are.
In my life, oh Lord, my knowledge in you.
For who you are,
Zakire, and Zakire, Baba. God is good.
We thank you. The goodness of God is not limited to material things. So you don't thank Him when you have material things alone. Even when you don't have material things, you thank Him. That is what makes material things to spring forth. Understand the principles. Hello? When we say you are blessed, we don't say you are blessed because you have. We say you are blessed because of what God has made you. And what God has made you can produce anything. Are you here? You are a blessed person. Genesis 14. Verses 14-20. Somebody's life is about to change tremendously. And the king of Sodom went up out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer. Help me finish the gap. And of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is in the king's dale. 18. And Melchizedek, one of the strangest person that in human existence. Hebrews 7:3. Can I check Hebrews 7:3? Melchizedek, look at it. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor the end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abided a priest forever. Who is Melchizedek? It's a revelation of Jesus in the New Testament. That is why when people talk about tithe, they don't understand anything. Melchizedek, he said, Jesus, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And Melchizedek collected the tithe. I'm not here to talk about giving. People don't mention that. Go back to Genesis 14. 18. And Melchizedek came. The first communion in the Bible. Or maybe the second. He brought forth bread. And what? And wine. He was the priest of a Moses. Look at the beginning. You know, in the Old Testament, the priesthood is made from the kingship. But look at this man. He was the king. 18. We need to have understanding for us to enjoy this. 18. Melchizedek was what? A king of Salem. He brought forth bread and wine. And he was a priest of a Most High God. The first person mentioned that was a priest and a king. David was not called a priest, but he acted as a priest and a king. All through. It's people that don't understand the Bible that say New Testament is grace, Old Testament is law. I can show you grace from the beginning of Old Testament to the end. There was a grace upon Melchizedek that when Abraham met him, his life changed. That grace is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, he became poor. So that you through his poverty might be rich. And the Spirit of Christ is in the house. And Jesus is here with us. And we are taking the communion of the blood of Jesus. Your financial life shall never be the same again after this communion. In the name of Jesus. So they met a king and a priest. And just see what he said. Just see what he said. Verse 19. Which you are going to see. And he did what? And he blessed him. And said, blessed be Abraham of God Most High, the possessor. You can't serve the possessor of heaven and earth and lack any possession. By this communion today, any lack in any area of your life, they are terminated by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is found in Christ by this communion, let them relocate into your life. In the name of Jesus. Put 19 and 20 together. I want us to take that as we close. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abiodun of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God who have delivered thy enemies into thy hand. And he did what? He gave a sacrifice. And he did what? He gave a sacrifice. There are some services you must not leave without giving anything. There are some encounters some people you must have that you have. You give them something. It's not because they lack, but it's because it is the, how did Hebrews 7 say it? He said, without controversy, it is the, now wow. Some people don't know this scripture. That means many people are not givers in the house. So that, it's a giving scripture. Of, there's no controversy. The, can you help me, sir? The less is blessed of the greater. In people that are poor, they believe the greater always blesses the less. People of the kingdom know it's the less that blesses the greatest. So that you can get from me. That's why we give to God. It's not because he needs anything from us. Can we take that place again and we take the communion? Verse 19 to 21 to go. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abiodun of the Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, who have delivered their enemies. And then he did what? Take up the bread. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the bread and the wine. We thank you for the encounter that changed the life of Abraham forever. We thank you because there is a change in our resources, in our supplies, in our finances, by reason of this communion. We thank you because increase is here. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Take up a prayer. Take of the wine. Represent the body. The blood of your. Sit down like a king. Sit down like a king. Give me 18 and 19 again. You are going to be prophesying that until I ask you to stop. I'll show you where you're ready to. And maybe this month, keep praying that. Just keep praying that. And he blessed him and said, you will read him, blessed be Abiodun of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God. Are you ready? Instead of which have delivered their enemies into the hand, you can fill in the gap. You know, he has just finished a battle. And that's why he said he has delivered your enemy into your hands. Blessed be Abiodun of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God who has given you a new job. Lift your two hands up. Can you say that? Continue with me. Let's go. And the Lord bless him. Start from blessed be. I'll be filling the gap. Prophesy into your life, into the life of your children.
Praise the Lord. God is good.
Yala majanda la baha. Yaka yala mazida. Yajama yaba la ba ibejida la ba. Blessed be your Lord, if you care of the Most High God.
Rise up,
possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, who has given me riches, who has changed me, and a little boy shall become a thousand. Blessed be the Abraham of the Most High God. Blessed be the God of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, who has opened new doors of ministry for me. Blessed be the Most High God, who has anointed me specially for my generation. Blessed, blessed, blessed be Abiodun of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands, just lift your hands to me. Let me just have the kiss. Lift your hands to him. Every expectation in the month of June, blessed be the Most High God who is delivering those expectations into your hands. You are blessed of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Let him arise and deliver your expectations into your hands. Let him arise and deliver your expectations into your hands. Increase is here for you. Increase is here for you. Increase is here for you. May the Lord make you 1,000 times more. The Lord is making you 1,000 times more. The Lord is increasing you. On every side, there is an expansion for you in the name of Jesus. And a little one shall become 1,000 by the word of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.